Chapter 4. More wine, my queen? Mary studied the steward who was holding up the cask of red wine to her. She scanned his dark eyes, watched his mouth for any uncertainty. It was impossible to know whom to trust. No, thank you, she said. She was fairly sure the steward's name was Thomas, though she wasn't certain enough to call him that. She knew that he would never correct a royal, even if it meant he was called by the wrong name. Possibly Thomas nodded and took a step back, but didn't withdraw. Mary realized a moment too late that he was waiting on her instructions. Because you are the queen here now, she reminded herself. It had been less than a day, but she still wasn't used to it. And while she'd been a queen herself since her sixth day of life, she'd never had a palace that was hers to command. At least not until now. But please make sure that the rest of the guests have all they could want, she said, trying to pretend that there hadn't been a pause as she remembered her responsibilities. Especially my uncle. She looked across the table at the Duke de Guise. Her mother's brother was a solemn man, prone to bursts of anger. It was best to stay in his favor, and she figured that some wine could only help their relationship. The steward nodded, then backed away, heading for the other end of the table. Mary glanced around the hall. She hated to admit it, but Catherine had done a spectacular job organizing the dinner on such short notice. It was a memorial feast for the king, and clearly no expense had been spared. Garlands hung from the rafters, the tables were bedecked with bouquets of roses, and all the finest silver had been polished and laid out. She'd heard servants gossiping about the astonishing spread of food that would soon be brought out. 9 courses, including pheasant, roast suckling pig, and grilled prawns. Despite the sad occasion, the room was alive with conversation. Greer was sitting next to her fiancé, Lord Castlereagh, and talking about their upcoming move to Castlereagh's quarters in the south. Lord Castlereagh turned the conversation to the pepper trade, as he always did, and Mary recognized at once the bored expression on Greer's face.